cliffcentral.com. George Meany is the his actual job is that he's the CEO of Auto Trader. He comes in here to spend some time with us every Friday, but that's his real day to day job. We're in the beginning of the year. This must be the slowest time for new car sales, or is it actually not?
January is actually the busiest time for car sales.
See, this is amazing. I would have never said that. Explain to me why.
January and October. I think people go on holiday. They start to rethink their lives. They start to rethink buying stuff, which includes cars. A lot of people buy cars because they think it gets cheaper in January, because secondhand cars, by definition, or should I say, by assumption, should get cheaper in January, but sometimes they don't. I think it's just a new lease on.
And a lot of people also trade in their wives in January. It's the highest divorce month.
I did not know that.
Yes. So they trade in their car, they trade in their wife.
I wonder if October is also a high divorce month, because January is a high car month. October is a very high car month. Those are the two biggest months of the year.
Why October?
I think it's that kind of end of the year's looming. I want to change the car. So you probably get a contingent of people that are end of year people and a contingent of people that are beginning of year
people. Amazing. So you have interesting facts besides the stories that you bring us every week that I can tap into because you're the CEO of Auto Trader and you know this stuff. It's amazing. All right. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of cars, lifestyle, motoring, blah, blah, blah. What do you got for us today?
Interesting story, Gareth. Subaru apologizes to the United States dealer base for an edition of the Subaru called the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special.
God, that sounds horrible.
Yeah, but the acronym is a beaut.
The acronym is the Subaru Fucks.
Wow. Excuse me?
Oh, that's
are you, just you're, one more time, please.
Ben, you're very sharp.
What?
The Forester?
The Subaru Forester Fucks.
That's amazing.
It's a real, real acronym, I promise you.
That's fantastic.
F-U-C-K.
That's it.
Is that what they apologize for? Not for their ugly Subaru cars.
Yeah, it is an ugly car, to be honest. But Subaru's, while they apologize to the US dealers, this car isn't manufactured by Subaru. It's actually customized by an independent distributor.
Yeah, but they named it.
Well,
and the name is the problem.
I suppose they supported the name. So they've apologized. I don't think the Subaru Fucks is going to come to South Africa.
Fuck you! Oh, you already have their ad, Gareth.
That's right. Here's the ad that you will hear on radio stations all across South Africa.
Fuck you!
I wonder how long this car is going to last, but there were some people that were up in arms by the name of the car.
Okay.
And then hydrogen cars. So, there are two cars that are hydrogen powered. One of which is the Toyota in the United States, and then the Honda Clarity, and this hydrogen car Toyota's obviously focusing on, but. The proliferation of electric powered vehicles illustrates that the dynamic shift from combustion engine cars to electric has really taken on, and hydrogen fuel cells haven't. Now, I don't know if I believe in hydrogen fuel cells, because you still have a lot of moving parts in that car.
It's not like God, though. It works.
Yeah. No, it works.
No matter whether you believe in it or not, because it does work. And hydrogen is plentiful, George.
Yeah, hydrogen might
be. You get it from water. Imagine if you could have in one part of the car an electrolytic cell that generates hydrogen from passing electricity through water, right? And you could take that hydrogen straight over to the combustion engine part and use that as the explosive gas in the engine.
I don't disagree, but you've still got this mechanical machine that I think is flawed compared to an electric car who has very few moving parts. So I mean, it hasn't caught on in the world. And then what about that? I mean, the hydrogen fuel must swish around in its tanks. I mean, how does it sit?
Hydrogen is probably a compressed gas, imagine, and that is dangerous. I mean, if you have even a small amount of hydrogen, very explosive. Mm. If you fill a balloon with hydrogen and you light that, it's not like the helium balloons that the kids play with.
Isn't there something called the Hindenburg?
The Hindenburg, exactly. Big kaboom, lots of dead bodies, big fire.
Yeah, so I don't know. In terms of you know, the banning of fireworks, I'm not sure that the hydrogen fuel cell car is going to come to South Africa.
Sounds cool, though.
It does sound cool. And it's only we only need one accident to make the news.
Hydrogen fucks.
the new hydrogen fucks. By the way, someone just messaged me to say that the Cambridge University netball team also didn't think to abbreviate their
name. Wow. Cambridge University netball team. So, you know, hydrogen fuel cell cars aren't catching on. Toyota's still focused on it, seems to be. Let's see if they can make it happen. And then Tesla's teaching cars to talk, like Alexa and Google.
Yeah, I always knew Knight Rider was ahead of his time.
I
love Knight Rider.
What do you mean talk, like Siri?
As in, talk to the occupants of the car, like Siri and like Alexa, and talk to people outside the car. So there's a video going around. I'll send you the link, Gareth. There's a video going around of a demo model of the Tesla Model 3, or a demo version of the Tesla Model 3, saying to a pedestrian waiting for the car to pick them up, "Well, don't just stand there, hop in."
I like that. It's got to be a bit rude. Or see, if it has Michael Caine's accent that we were talking about earlier. "Oi, you get a fucking car."
Or if you're at a pedestrian crossing, people are looking, it's like, "You'll never afford me, keep walking."
Yeah. And inside the car, if you're getting a bit sleepy and you're driving badly, "Oi, you cunt, wake up properly." You know, can you imagine?
It's got a very polished English accent when you go and look at the...
More like Prince Charles then.
Yeah, exactly.
"You don't drive over the shrubbery. Try not to damage the vegetation. Try not to put out so many noxious gases.
Oh,
I'm rather a raconteur. How about you?"
Oh.
Car talking to you like that. "Have you also got a troublesome son who married a princess? I mean, married an actress. Tell me about yourself. What is it you do?"
I make a bad acronym.
Listen, have you got that GPS stuff? You know, the navigation. You can download different voices.
I've seen and heard this, but I haven't ever done it.
No, neither have I.
TomTom, wasn't there a particular brand that started that? You get like Homer
Simpson. Was it TomTom?
Yeah, I think it was TomTom. Or
yeah, I remember at a point my dad actually bought a Top Gear edition of a TomTom navigator. So for a while, we were listening to Jeremy Clarkson's voice.
Right.
Yeah. Navigating us around town.
I got in an Uber a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
In the last year, I got into an Uber, and this guy had the navigation in a Indian accent.
Oh wow!
Oh,
so I'm sure there's lots of that going around.
Okay,
whatever floats their boat.
Apparently, Waze have got voice packs. They've got celebrity voice packs for Waze, which I use Waze often. So maybe I'll download some of those. Yeah, that could be quite fun. Who would you want to give you?
I don't like that woman's voice in Waze. She's just far too clinical. It sounds like wherever I'm going is not a place I want to go to.
Huh.
She's like nice in a PR sense. And
They've got... Okay, so here we go. They've got
great
statistics. This is great. They've got the Grand Tours, Jeremy Clarkson, James May and Richard Hammond. They've got C-3PO.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'll go with
Morgan Freeman. "Turn left at the next opportunity."
Is this like a separate download pack or is this in the app itself?
I don't know.
It's got to be in the app itself, right?
Let me see. If you're looking for a specific celebrity voice pack and ways, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, there are some that you can download for free and some of them that you have to pay for. So I'm going to try. Apparently, you can get T-Pain. Who the hell would want that?
Why would you?
Okay. Oh, you know who I would want? Yoda.
Yoda. Oh, but the grammar would drive you crazy. You can get Jay Leno. You can get Arnold Schwarzenegger. Colonel Sanders? Who even knows what Colonel Sanders sounded like?
With a crackling of chicken in the background.
Elvis Presley. It's interesting.
That could be fun.
All right. Very good. Okay. There we go. That's just something on the side in case you're looking to make your journey a little more interesting.
Did you nearly say your dreams come true?
Your dreams come true. Make your dreams come true. Yeah, sure. All right. Good.
And then there's a new electric vehicle on the horizon. It's called the Lightyear 1. Excuse the pun. It is roughly... 6 months. It'll be launched 2020, and it's a real car. It reduces drag coefficient, but the unique thing about this electric car is that the entire roof is a solar panel.
Oh, that's smart! That's excellent. Must be quite heavy, though.
Yeah. The trouble with this car, though, is when you leave it parked in the sun the entire day, which I try not to do because it stuffs up your car.
Yeah.
You only get about 31 to 43 extra miles per day.
Ugh, it's that's like, not worth it.
I think that's...
It's got to find a way of making a smaller surface area of these solar panels much more
efficient.
Current producing.
Yes, yes.
Charge so, producing.
So while the Lightyear one is a novel idea, I don't think it's going to beat Tesla. Did you see Tesla's share price?
You're basically saying it's bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. I just think it's not efficient enough.
But yeah, I mean, Tesla's share price is going up. Well,
yeah.
Until Elon Musk does something. Smokes a joint somewhere, calls someone a pedophile. Yeah, that's the thing.
And then very lastly, a kid launches his dad's Ford Mustang Shelby into the front of the garage wall.
Yeah, oh, well, his fault having a kid. I mean, that's what they're going to do with the sports cars, unfortunately.
That's terrible.
So that video has gone a little bit viral.
Oh, that's horrible. George, what would you do with your child that's if good, they did
very
that?
Very question. What's
the appropriate thing to do?
What would you say to your kid after they've done that?
Yeah, I don't
know. You
can't
beat them to a pulp. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, like, do you send this to North Korea straight away?
Unfortunately.
Or?
Oh, delayed.
Off to the gulags of North Korea for you. Or do you make the child fix it painstakingly over years?
Yeah, I think...
Sounds about right.
I think some kind of payback has to happen.
There's something, right?
Something has to happen.
That's
The child has to, I think, know that... Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, and suffer a little bit.
Yeah, go and sand the front of the car.
As you said earlier, you'd like to have Yoda as your navigation voice. You know, Yoda would have some voice to dispense here. You know,
pain leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
That's what children need to learn.
You do that way
Master
too well.
Master Yoda. All right. Thanks, everybody. That's been fun. What a happy Friday. Ben, always nice to see you. Sia, great to see you. And Mbulelo, Mfundo, and George and I say goodbye. Cheers. We will see you on Monday at 6 a.m., bright and early. Have an excellent weekend. Yeah, George, anything fun this weekend? What kind of transportation will you be using? Flying, trains, boats, planes? What are we doing?
I'm going to go fly my airplanes tomorrow morning.
Excellent. God, what a fun thing to do. Are you good now? Are you like really, really good? Because the last time we spoke, you were a little bit worried about a certain takeoff or landing. And
well, yeah, no, I
some
think,
challenges.
I think I'm okay.
You think you're okay?
Yeah, I can put the wheels on the ground.
Taking passengers?
Yeah, tomorrow morning I will be. Yeah.
Are they nervous?
it depends when we do the takeoff roll.
Yeah, listen, I'm nervous even if I know the pilot knows what they're doing.
Mm.
Those little planes, you've got to really be... attentive.
Well, it's real flying, right?
Sure.
You know, there's some
pilots. Autopilot there.
There's some pilots at our airfield who are Boeing pilots, jet pilots.
Yeah.
And they come and store their light aircraft there because the Boeings, you don't really fly like you fly little airplanes.
The machines do it all for you.
The machines do it for you. So they love flying the little airplanes because it's real piloting.
Awesome. I'm a little bit jealous. CliffCentral.com.